What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. Put y'all down like the Just a Touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Y'all hear that? Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J. What y'all out there doing? Oh my gosh, listen, this is my 21-day challenge of podcasting. Yeah, I'm going to be sharing my journeys and everything with y'all, so make sure y'all listen, all right? Episode is up next. Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing? What are y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life, doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Oh my gosh, I know that y'all are. And why do I tell you that I know that you are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby? Doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Living your best life. Yeah, come on now. The number one reason is because God made you that way. Yeah, shout out to you, God, man. He is definitely a rewarder to those who diligently seek him. Now, what's the second reason why I tell y'all that I know that you are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby? Because y'all are out there listening to me, man, and this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. Now, look, it's the third thing that I tell y'all too. And y'all already know, I gotta give a shout out to my haters. My naysayers, my non-believers, disbelief, you know. And what do I say to these haters, y'all? Come on, say it with me. I gotta stop laughing. Ready? One, two, three. Hi, haters. Cause y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all need this work. Now listen, I know that you are probably like, hold on, what's going on? Especially if you're just new to the Just a Touch of J experience. Why is Jay out here giving a shout out to her haters? Now listen, let me explain it to you, okay? What happens is, all right, listen. When you out here living your best life, doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. What happens is that sometimes God likes to use these things, okay? Current situations, you know, whatever it is that he has going on in your life. He likes to use these situations to lure people in so that they can get blessed by the message, okay? So what he says in his word is, I'm going to prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemy. I'm going to anoint your head with oil and your cup's going to run over. So those of you out there, you know, doing what it is that you're supposed to do, sometimes God goes ahead and he allows people to come to you, right? And as they come to you, they like this. Is that my boy over there shining on him? Is that my girl over there shining on him? You know, they won't be nosy and everything. They like, what's going on? You know, kind of like me. Like right now, I got some health issues. I got some things going on. You know, God's put me out there in pieces for him. He's letting them see the healing process. He's letting them see the journey, the highs, the lows. You know, all that. So now they started paying attention. They like, wait a minute, what's going on with Jay? You know, Ronnie, V, you know, shoot, Ronica, what's going on? You know, Jill, oh my gosh. So, you know, they coming over and they peeking and stuff through the cracks. Like, wait a minute, what's going on? Right? And God is preparing a table for them in the presence of, you know, some of my enemies and stuff. He's anointing my head with oil and my cup is running over, right? They gonna watch me eat. But in the process, they get blessed by whatever message it is. And this one, you know, right now is some of the things that I got going on. So, hi, haters! The naysayers, the disbelievers, the one who laughed and, you know, and all that type of stuff. How y'all doing out there? That's what you say to them, okay? Because they need this work too. All right, so look, have y'all been going over to My Name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby? Oh my gosh, I had to drop a dime on y'all the other day. Yeah, I had to give y'all a video, almost gave you a video today, but look, let me get there, okay? I had to give y'all a video. Yeah, another video, just me chilling, you know, in my regular form. Okay, out here doing what it is that I do. But I was so happy, y'all. I was crying yesterday. I just been crying through this whole thing. Because God been so good. They be happy tears. But I had to put it out there in pieces for y'all. Like, oh my gosh. I was able to eat zucchini yesterday. Yes, y'all. Now look, for those of y'all who know me, you know, zucchini is like my favorite. Child made a song about zucchini. Oh my gosh, used to have this love of my life. They used to cook zucchini for me. Child. Whew. He knew how to make love in this kitchen, but it was that zucchini. He just used to caramelize it the right way, you know, and put a little garlic with a little olive oil. I can't have garlic and olive oil right now, but oh, this just touched it. God is doing things, and that's what I got to talk to y'all about, okay? But he's doing these things. So, you know, I had to put that video out there. I had to let y'all know, like, listen, I couldn't eat zucchini. The last time I had any type of zucchini was like wasn't even November, before November, October, because I had only been able to eat like 50 calories a day, sometimes nothing. I'm just saying 50, but this is just a touch of it, baby. I already put them pieces out there for you. I got to check out the other episodes and check out, you know, Making Love in V's Kitchen. And My Name is RONI76 on Instagram, you know, to get all those pieces and just touch of it app. But I wasn't able to eat. You know, I had some issues that was going on, okay? So when God said, try the zucchini, told me to buy zucchini, I tried zucchini. And child, we're going to skip over to the left, so we can talk about Making Love in V's Kitchen. Because I was making love in V's Kitchen with the zucchini. Now look, child, it wasn't nothing extra. All I did was just steam it. But child, I put as much love in that zucchini as I could. And I was able to have a little zucchini. Now listen, let me tell you what happened today. Oh my gosh, so today, bok choy. Now look, I didn't burn up nothing today like yesterday. You know, check out yesterday's podcast. I burned up something, and that's what led me to try the zucchini. Today, let me tell you how good God is. Remember I told you I was supposed to try the zucchini again? You got to try like 3 times. I thought I had 2 zucchinis. I don't know what happened. I'm looking for the other zucchini. I couldn't find the other zucchini. I said, oh my gosh, what vegetable am I going to have? You know what God said? Go up in that bag that you got and try that bok choy. I said, bok choy. Chill while I'm able to eat bok choy. Now look, if y'all go ahead and y'all check out my halibut dish. Okay, I made this halibut dish with coconut. Oh my gosh, you talking about Making Love in V's Kitchen, child. I'm getting so excited. You know Making Love in V's Kitchen, serve me oil. Okay, it's called the Hoffman. Okay, a doctor that I cook for. Okay, I meal prep for him. All right. Now, Dr. Hoffman, he likes bok choy. with a little tofu. You know, he like to do what it is that he do, that he do, that he do. Yes, shout out to you, Dr. Hoffman. He's amazing. Yeah, so listen, I'm over there, you know, he got an elevator in his crib, everything, crib just, oh my God, house just fabulous, child, yeah. And I made a video, y'all, of me cooking this bok choy when I was over there. And I also did the dish that I named after him. It's a halibut, a coconut cream, tequila, lime sauce, halibut. Check it out. Make a Love V's Kitchen, y'all. But that was like the last time I really, you know, really did too much with bok choy. So when God told me, go ahead and try that bok choy, I said, oh my gosh. I was able to have a bok choy and it just opened me up. It just gave me so many nutrients. Everything that I needed. That's what happens when you make Love V's Kitchen. You know, you get all that you need. Just a touch of J, baby. Okay, so, oh my gosh. So look. That's what happened with making Love Beast Kitchen, right? But it's going to come up into the story that I got to tell y'all like Biggie. All right? So, look. Before we go ahead and we do that, I'm going to touch base on just a couple things real quick. Okay? You know I got to put it out there in pieces for you. So, we're going to talk about Just a Touch of J line. You know, the Just a Touch of J fitness line. Now, look. Today wasn't a workout day. You know, because I always tell y'all if I do my workout and stuff like that. So, I didn't have to do no workouts. Plus, I've been having spasms, like, in my back and stuff. Chill. Damn near scary. But I know it has to do with, like, me working out and being deficient in certain things. Okay. And what I'm so happy about, too, is I got to tell you all this. Because, you know, Just a Touch of J's Fitness has to do with nutrition and stuff like that, too. I've been able to take one of my vitamins. Today was the third day that I could take a whole vitamin pill. I can't wait till tomorrow. Yeah, where I could take another whole vitamin. I haven't been able to take vitamins or nothing, y'all. And this is Just a Touch of J. It's a two-a-day vitamin, but I'm able to take one for now. So I'm so excited about that. Okay, and then also, let's touch base on Just a Touch of J's fitness. You know, like the clothing and stuff. I put that out there for all the ladies. Ladies, y'all hear that? Yes, I put that out there for y'all out here. Y'all love these fitness pieces that I have, and the waist shapers and the thigh shapers and all that type of stuff. It's Just a Touch of J. Y'all loved it. And I showed y'all in the video that I had going on, that I put on. My name is RONI76 on Instagram. I let y'all see all that stuff. So go on there and check it out. I also let y'all see what we about to talk about next. Yes, child. The Just a Touch of J cannabis papers. Oh my gosh, they call, all you need is Just a Touch of J. Yeah, that's all you need is Just a Touch of the J. You don't need nothing else, baby. But you know, if it is that you do what you do, what you do, you know, you're doing all that little one too. You know, I also came out with 4 cannabis line strains. And one of them, or 2 or 3 or 4, I don't know, might actually be able to help me. Look, this Just a Touch of J, baby. I've been reading up, and my nutritionist, too, is doing some research on the fact that this may calm down mast cells and histamine in the body. Now, look, y'all, this is Just a Touch of J. I got something going on. I'm trying to go ahead and get better. And if that can help, listen here. Okay, listen. All right. That can help a lot of other people. And that's what I wanted to do. So look, moving on over to the last thing. All right. Y'all got to make sure y'all check out those papers. Everything's up in the link tree in the bio. You know, my link tree. It's all over social media. Google Just a Touch of J. Cannabis papers. Just a Touch of J, period. You're going to see it. Okay. Available for purchase. People have already gotten them and they like them. Okay, King Slim's magnetic booklet. Check it out, all right? In the video and all that. Okay, so the last thing that I'm going to tell y'all is me at Beat Break Radio and the Just a Touch of J app. Just a Touch of J app is getting revived. I'm going to be doing a lot of stuff on there, letting y'all see me work out and workout videos. You know, just how I'm progressing along the way. You know, my digestion routine, things and how I cook them. All that type of stuff on the Just a Touch of J app. And you get to listen to me on Beat Break Radio twice a day. That's going to be coming up. And I also been hosting their morning show. Okay, so check me out. The Just a Touch of J show. Beat Break morning show. Look, This Just a Touch of J, baby. I just had to put all that out there pieces for you. Okay, now look. I got a story to tell like Biggie. So y'all already know Biggie Smalls the rapper. Got a story to tell. Just like him. Doom, doom. Yeah, y'all know how that song go. I ain't gonna go there, but look. Let's start it off like this. I wake up in the morning time. And I'm chilling. I feel a little discombobulated, but it's starting to come back. You know, I'm just getting past that whole female monthly thing. So, you know, I'm starting to get back in line now. You know, anybody out there, y'all be going through that? You know, so some girls, they like actually like get cramps and all that. I don't get none of that type of stuff. I just be like off. Like for some reason, I just be like way over here to the left, to the left, to the left. Trying to shine bright like a diamond. It don't always happen. So, you know, I'm starting to get regulated. But what happens is that when that happens around that time of the month, okay, your estrogen goes up. And when your estrogen goes up, your histamine goes up. Child. And when this first started happening, I was jacked up. Oh, my gosh. I was itchy. I could smell everything. And now it's not like that, you know. But it was something. You know, anybody out there, like, guys, you know, you got to experience your girl going through all that type of stuff, you know, with the changes and everything. Well, things change sometimes, all right? So, just work with me. You're walking you into this thing. Okay, so I get up and I'm like, you know, oh, I feel it. It's changing. I feel better. You know, it's not like how I would spend the last few months. Okay, yeah. So, you know, I get up and, you know, my daughter, she's here. She's like, Mommy, listen, this your rest day. Don't you be doing nothing. Like, weekends are usually like my rest days now. Don't you do nothing. Don't you work on nothing. Don't you do nothing. You just lay around and you just chill. Child, you know I couldn't do that. I got up, did everything I had to do. Wind up start cleaning up my bathroom. Well, Saturdays is the day that I really kind of do my bathroom. But it takes me on a normal, regular day without having anything wrong with my health about an hour. My bathroom is about as big as my room, okay? Actually, it is. Including my closet, but this is just a touch of that. So it takes that long. So it really takes a long time now, you know, because I clean out the shower, the tub, and all that type of stuff. You know, I do what it is that I do. But, you know, they got on me with it, so I did like half. And then I'll do half, you know, maybe tomorrow or something like that. You know, I just got to put it out there in pieces for them. You know, trying to just keep on doing what it is that I do, moving along. Okay, so I go ahead, and we and my daughters, we play Uno, and we bust it up, we laugh, we watch a little Martin and all that type of stuff, and we chill out, you know, and we have a good time, you know, because things are different, and things are changing, and things are new now, and we talk, and we just have a good time. We reflect on the future and vacations that we're going to take, and, you know, just had a good time. You know, getting back in line with everything, you know, feeling good. And then ate the food that I had to eat, tried bok choy. The bok choy was amazing. I said, look at you, God. I called my daughter. I'm like, child, I was able to eat bok choy. She like, what? You know, I'm out here just doing what it is that I do, that I do, that I do. Anybody out there just like, you know, like I talked to y'all yesterday, you're trying new things and they're all working for you. And you just like, gosh, and God's just, you know, doing what it is that he does in your life. Things are changing. Things are shifting. The seasons, right? Everything's just starting to align. Okay. Starting to line up. Now, this is what I'm going to talk to you about today. Sometimes when things start lining up, well, most of the time it means you're going to a new level, right? And sometimes when you go to these new levels, everybody doesn't understand it. Like, okay, it's basically cold in a lot of places. Shout out to y'all out there in Zimbabwe and all that. You know, where it's hot and it's nice. You know, shout out to y'all. Listen to me. Legend Japan, you know, Africa, everywhere, because they listening everywhere. I love my babies. Yes, it's just a touch of jail. Putting it out there pieces for y'all. Okay? But like, you know, like I said, things are shifting. And it might be cold in a lot of places right now. So, you know, because the weather's doing all type of stuff. You know, it's that global warming. You know, it's affecting places that it ain't supposed to affect. Mm. So what happens sometimes, right, when you go into this new level, it starts affecting places in your life that it didn't affect before. Things start shifting. Things be different now. You know, elevation requires separation. Things start separating from you. Mm. Things like people. I want to talk to y'all about people who don't understand your destiny and where you're going at. Yeah. Any of y'all out there going through that? Oh my gosh, I got to drop a dime on y'all. See, today I was blessed. Because my children, they on one accord. They like, you know, yeah, this future thing, this thing gonna be bomb, mom. Like, you coming up out of this. They see it, you know. But at one time, they didn't. At one time, they was a little worried. They was a little nervous. And sometimes you have people in your life that are like that. They're a little worried. They're a little nervous for you. They see things start shifting for you. They're like, wait a minute, what's going on? You know, they don't want to believe what you believe. You might be like, you know, God is blessing me. You know, things is happening in my life. They're like, mm. You know, like, you know, they're a little shaky. All right? Because you're elevating. And sometimes they get shaky and they shy away from you because they don't feel like they can be on the level that you're on. Who am I talking to? Anybody out there going through that? Like, you literally, you're going to this new level. Things are shifting. Life is changing. Everything is different now. Okay? And you're starting to see that people are shying away. It's kind of like this. Remember I told you in a lot of places it's cold out? Okay. If you're in your car, right? And it's warm. You in the car. You chilling. If you step outside in the cold, right now it's cold. Wintertime, snow a lot of places. But if you in your car, okay, a lot of people be in their car, they can't tell that it's really that cold out, you know? But when you change and life is shifting, sometimes it's like cold out. I don't know if y'all are hearing me with this one right here. It's cold out when it's cold outside. Girl, who are you holding? No, let me stop. But you know, it's cold outside. It's just different. That's all I'm saying. It's just different. It's different. It's different. It's different. Okay? But you don't know that unless you go ahead and you go outside in the cold. So sometimes you get these people in your life and they just like, you know what? I mean, I hear you. You like to go outside in the cold and everything, but I like staying here in the warm. I don't want to do all that. You know, I don't like all of that. I'm not on the level that you're on. I can't compete with that. You're too good for me. You know, things like that. And they might shy away from you because of that. Been there, done that. Let people do it to me. You got to let it happen, Captain. Let it happen. So if you're going out there, right? You're out there, you're going through things. You see that your life is changing. Like me. My life is changing. I see a lot of people who aren't there. Hmm. You know, in my cold season. Oh, Lord Jesus. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, literally, let me go sum it up a little bit, right? Because, you know, I told you, you know, I got to put it out there in pieces for you. Things are changing, right? Like when I had the bok choy, okay? It changed. Now I can have that again, okay? But these new levels that I'm going through are going to require new ways of me to go through them, me to handle them.
I might not be able to handle a lot of bok choy. I may be able to. Before my kids, they was just like, you know, I don't believe it. Now they're starting to believe because they see that God is bringing me through. Right? I'm in a different season. Right? But I'm starting to see it's a lot of people while I'm going through this change. And I'm elevating to this new level that God's elevating me on. It's not there. Any of y'all out there going through that? I know somebody is out there going through a transition in life in your cold season. And you're elevating because summer's coming and God is showing you who's supposed to be there and who's not supposed to be. This is just a touch of day. I just told y'all that me and my daughters was reflecting on the future. You know, being on the islands and out chilling and all of that, taking vacations and everything. See, sometimes what happens is that God allows things to happen in your life to shake off all the stuff that ain't supposed to be there. Whoo, child, especially when he about to elevate you. Oh my gosh, who am I talking to? Huh? When he's elevating you, okay? Everybody can't go. And you quickly learn. All right, who's there, who's not there. Like, see, like right now, since I'm coming out of this thing, I'm starting to see the people that are really there. They still there. Some of them, when I first go through it, start going through it, it got rocky for them. Now, you know, look, you can't get mad, you know, because sometimes, you know, it's just too much. You know, people don't want to see you go through. They don't want to see you go through that cold season. Anybody out there going through that? Like, you literally had, like, people that was there, had your back, like, yeah. And then all of a sudden, you turn around, like, well, what happened with that? Where'd it go? This is just a touch of Jay. I know you out there experiencing it because it's life. All I want you to know is that it's normal. And it's okay. Everybody can't go with you. But what I want, this is what God has told me. What I want you to understand is that the predicament that you are in right now doesn't define your destiny. That's number one. And a lot of times, see, people, they be so small-minded when it comes to certain stuff. See, they think when you in that situation that you do, oh, man. You know, that's when they leave you out there in the cold, when you're in the cold. But see, then when you come out, this is what God wanted me to tell you. This part right here, when you come out, that's when they want to try come on back around and real quick again. You know, like, yeah, you know, yeah. And you just have to remember that they can't go with you. You understand what I'm saying? When God shifts your life, okay? You gotta remember that you know a tree by its fruit, okay? Apple trees ain't gonna give you peaches and plums. They just gonna give you apples. So you gotta take it for what it is. Don't when people try to return and stuff, they weren't there in that cold season. Okay, during the elevation process. You can't have them people there when you at the top. You can't. You got to make sure that you let them be where it is that they want it to be, baby. You have to. I'm talking to somebody because somebody out there going through it. They out there, y'all out there, you going through it. You're like, yeah, you know, you're starting to see them fall off. Like leaves on a tree in the fall. You know, y'all ever see, what's that movie with the Eddie Murphy movie? 1,000 words or 10,000 words or 100 words or something like that, where he could only say a certain amount of the words. And then after a while, the tree started to die when he would say too many of them and the leaves just would fall off. People in your life, sometimes they fall off like that. And you got to let them fall. Because they're not supposed to go to the next level with you. I need you to get this. Because some of y'all are coming out of some things and you're gonna mess up and you're going to make some mistakes if you try to go ahead and reach down to the leaves that are on the ground and try to pick them up. You understand what I'm saying? You don't try to pick them up and bring them with you. Because that's where they were supposed to be. They didn't follow through on that level. And that's because God didn't allow it to be that way. Like me, for instance, like I said, now I can tell who was really there and who wasn't. But I can't try to pick up them leaves. And sometimes you do. You'll be like, come on, you know. But you can't. You got to let them, you got to be like, okay, this is what God had gave me and this is what I was going through. And I got to see who was really, really there. Who really loved me, who really cared about me. And you going through that too. Somebody out there going through it too. You just got to really just be like, you know, you got to pray about them people and you got to keep it pushing. You got to let them stay on the level that they on because that's the level that they know how to be on. They don't know how to be on no other type of level. You understand what I'm saying? Don't be upset about it. Don't let it get to you. You know, none of that type of stuff. Like my daughters, they're like, Mom, we're going to be on vacation. We're going to be doing this. They're going to be doing that because they know about the levels. And now they know also who was there for their mother when their mother was going through one of the hardest times that she ever had to go through before in her life. They got to see. They got to see how people responded to them. People who reached out to them about their mother. The ones who lied to them about reaching out to their mother and things of that nature. They got to see. It was just a lot of times them. They got to see who needed who needed me more than I needed them. They got to see all of that. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like where your kids see or other people see? Listen, don't get dismayed at all. Don't get dismayed. Don't get upset. None of that. You're just going to the next level. And elevation requires separation. Okay? From things that are not growing with you. Sometimes God just puts you in situations for other people. Other people might fall to the side, but they might see the greatness come out of it. But that does not mean that you pick them up and try to take them to the next level with you. No. That just means that they just had to see the greatness. They had to see the blessing in it. This is just a touch of J, baby. You got to get this. You got to be able to deal with it. You got to be able to understand it. That just elevation requires separation. I talked about this before, but this time, this one is different. This is about people who are really have had some things happen to them. Like, this is a different time. Things have changed. We out here, some of y'all actually had COVID and you saw the people weren't there. They shied away from you. Some of you people lost your jobs and you didn't have people there for you when you lost your job. Some of you lost your home, your loved ones, and you felt alone and by yourself. I've been there. I've been there. But a lot of times God allows things to happen to just shift it, to shift your life. And you have to be able to take that. Even grass grows. When you elevate, things change. You change. I've definitely changed through this elevation. Yeah. Okay? This is just a touch of J. I've been changing for the last few years. Making Love V's Kitchen, mobile app. I've lost weight. Now I'm trying to gain weight. I became a fitness person. I did bodybuilding. Then I had an injury where I had to learn how to eat again. I'm literally learning how to eat again. Things are changed. You guys are learning how to do a lot of stuff again. All I'm trying to tell you is that this elevation, these new things that are happening in life, sometimes it's a cold season. While you're elevating, and it's a cold season because things are changing. Like leaves fall off the tree when it gets cold. Fall, they change colors. And sometimes these leaves are people. And you just got to live your best life and do what it is that you do. So this podcast, which is basically about that, I just wanted to talk to you. I feel like it's somebody out there and y'all are going through things. Right? And as you're going through things, you're really starting to see, oh, this person was there and this person wasn't. And I don't want you to get upset by that. I want you to just understand that the predicament that you are in right now, it doesn't define your destiny. Sometimes people think that it does. You know, the predicament that you are in right now requires some separation because you're elevating. Okay? Now look, that's all I had to say. This one was just me talking to y'all. It was just me talking to you because I want you to really get that. Rejoice, be happy in your elevating season, but understand that everybody can't go with you. And don't be upset about it. Sometimes, like I said, God just does things to shift it, to allow that old baggage to drop off out of your life. So new things can come. You got to be happy when old things aren't there because new things are coming. But when the old God keeps telling me this, when the old stuff comes, make sure you allow it to be where it is. Okay? Don't try to take it with you. Please don't. Because it wasn't there when you were elevating. The only thing that you take with you in your elevation season is what was there when you were elevating. What God allowed you to see, that's what you take with you. Other than that, you don't. Okay? It was done for a reason. He let it happen like that for a reason. Okay? Now, this is just a touch today, baby. I just had to put that out there in pieces for you. So how y'all want me to end this? You want me to say this right here? Oh, wait a minute. God told me to tell you. Remember this too. Okay? When you know who you know who you are not. So in this elevation season, you should be starting to figure out who you are. Okay? Remember who you are as you're elevating. And who you are not, who you thought you were. Because things have changed now. Okay? So don't go back to the way that things used to be. Just keep on moving forward through your elevation season. Okay? Now look, how you want me to end this? You want me to do it like this? Cause y'all like it when I do it like that. Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this? This is just a touch of J. And y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. Yes. Today I just wanted to talk to you, baby. That's it. I just wanted to talk to you. Give a little insight, a little wisdom on your elevations. Okay? That's it. Now, what is it that I tell y'all when I'm getting my skate on out to the left, to the left, to the left, so I can shine bright like a diamond? The first thing that I tell y'all is don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. Please don't. No, you can't do that. All right, now when I say that, what I mean is this. Okay. Sometimes when you out here living your best life, doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do, baby, you can let people make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. Especially during your elevation season, because they don't understand it. And you know, they just not for you. These people right here, they just, you know, they can't be with you when you're elevating. It just don't happen like that, Captain. Okay, so you just got to live your best life and do what it is that you do. But if you get all down about it because they're not elevating with you, what you could do is make yourself feel like you ain't thorough and wise. And you can't do that. No, you cannot do that. Okay? Now, the second thing that I tell y'all, when I know that y'all are out there being thorough and wise is, shine on them, cause they hate it, baby. Yes, live
live your best life and do what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Shine bright like a diamond. Yes. Woo. Shine bright like a diamond.
Shout out to you, Rihanna, if you're listening, because you never know who's listening to you. I tell y'all that all the time. It's K's and K's and K's and K's and K's. I'm being played worldwide. This is just a touch of it, baby. All right? Look, I know I'm out here living my best life, doing what it is I got to do, I got to do, I got to do. And I got to shine bright like a diamond. And so do you. Don't you dim that light for anybody. And not for yourself either. Let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine. And the last thing that I tell y'all is what? Spread love, man. Because it's the Brooklyn way. And this is just such a J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. It's about reciprocity. Yes, you reap what you sow. Give the love so it's given back to you. All right, so now look. Let me do a quick recap, okay? Just in case I lost you in them pieces. All I'm basically saying is that when you elevate, sometimes separation is just required, okay? Because you're going to a new level, okay? New levels have new devils. They have new accomplishments. They have all that. But you have people a lot of times to drop off when you're doing that. Like me, I became ill with some issues. And I got to see who was there and who wasn't. Like you, you might have some things going on too. You know, could be something that's an illness, could be something that's not. You could have maybe lost a loved one, maybe you didn't. Maybe you elevated in your job, you know, at work, your career. You know, you start seeing people who you thought was cool with you, and now they don't want to be cool with you because now you got a new position. Elevation requires separation. But it also allows you to see who's there with you during the walk. And the people who are there with you during the walk of the elevation process are the people that you take with you during the next level. What God wanted me to tell you is that do not pick up the old pieces. Trying to put them in the puzzle. Because the puzzle is growing. You're getting ready to see. You're seeing where the pieces go. This piece goes here. This piece goes here. This piece did not fit there. You understand what I'm saying? Some leaves got to fall off because you're growing. And this is just a touch of day, baby. I just had to put that out there in pieces for you. This was, I think, to me, was like kind of like a warning message. Like, don't do it. Okay? I don't know who this is for. I'm always speaking to myself as I'm speaking to you. You know, but we can't pick up these pieces that don't go in the puzzle. The new puzzle, the elevating part, the new level. We got to let it stay where it is. Okay? Because that's not what God wanted. And when we go ahead and we take those pieces that fell and those pieces that don't fit and we try to put them in a puzzle, we just mess up the whole elevation process. No, we can't do that. Okay? And this is just a touch of Jay. I just had to put that all out there in pieces for you. Okay, so I'm moving on over to the left, to the left, to the left, so I can shine bright like a diamond. And I just want to tell y'all that I love y'all. Keep me in prayer. I've been having really bad muscle spasms. I don't know what it is, what's going on, but we, you know, got new blood work and stuff coming. So keep me in prayer with that, but you know what? Keep me in prayer, just period. I'm keeping y'all in prayer too. I'm praying for all of y'all out here. Okay, everything's gonna be all right. Just trust God, everything gonna be cool. All right, that's all you gotta do. Now, I'm gonna end this and I'll be back when I got something else to say. I love my baby. All right, till next time. I love you guys. Bye bye. Hey y'all, this is just a touch of J, baby. What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby, living your best life, huh? Doing what it is that you do?
Well, listen, mama got to drop a dime on y'all, but I want y'all to listen to the song of the week, right? Yeah, it's a remake, you know, with just a touch of J to it. All right, let me know what y'all think. Call in, all right? Yeah, full songs are going to be coming up soon, and make sure y'all go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen, baby. And check out the Just a Touch of J app, too. Mama just dropped the sweet potato brownie recipe for y'all on the Just a Touch of J app. Y'all want that. Trust me. I know you do. Alright? Listen to the songs. They up next.
Y'all hear that? Y'all go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen.
Going over to Making Love in V's Kitchen, baby.
Mama got some brown sugar here, brownies for you, baby. Thanks for listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast, baby. I love you guys. I'm just trying to put it out. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. I'm just trying to put it out there. I tell y'all, this is just a touch of J. I'm trying to put it out there in pieces for you. What's up, y'all? Did y'all like that? Yeah, man. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Y'all gotta make sure y'all go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen, baby. I'm definitely putting it out there in pieces for you. Y'all hear that? Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on one second. This is just a touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is just a touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out.
My baby like it when I do it like that. All he needs is just a touch of J.
Pieces for you. Pieces for
you. Y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right?
All you need is just a touch of J.
Ladies, y'all hear that?
Pieces for you.
I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit.
Shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right?